Okay, so today's shir is going to be Ezra for Shlema for Shifra Yehudis Bas Yafaleya. Yes. Which also have in mind Le'ilu Nishmas Rachamim Rachamatola Ben Cheske. Okay. Now, so there's this common term that people seem to use, and it will try to clarify today a little bit, that you can make a t'nai on the shul, and depending on how, and in the t'nai of the shul, you're allowed to do all sorts of things in the shul, and therefore you're allowed to sell it as well. So we're not going to talk about the first thing, but what you're allowed to do in a shul with a t'nai, okay? Because that's a separate question. That's a separate shaila, and maybe we'll get to it a different time. But we're going to get into how does that interplay with what our sugya is, which is selling the shul, and dealing with the shul after it's sold. So that's the question that we want to deal with. So there's a Gemara in Megillah, Cha Chesamid Beis, which in the booklet. Page 9 in the booklet. So over there it says, Amar Reb Asi. So the Bateknisius in Bavel were made with a Tanai. And that Tanai made the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses a drop more lenient. However, don't think the Tanai allows you to do whatever you want. You cannot do something which is lightheadedness, which is like kind of something which is doesn't require a certain type of decorum. And the Gemara says it's Cheshbonis Shel Rabin. Which is interesting. I mean, we wouldn't think that cheshbonis is something which is kalos roish, yeah, but I guess you have to understand, right? So I'm not sure exactly. It's not a tzorich. It's not a tzorich, but it's not a bezayin either. Something which is a bezayin. So that's of course you can't do.
Why isn't it tzorich? That's her voice.
Well, you don't have to do it. I guess why do you have to do it there? I'm not sure exactly.
It's still a downgrade because secular.
It's not
davening, you're not learning.
Yeah, so at some level of kalos roish. Amar Reb Asi, and then the Reb Asi says a very strong statement. Beis HaKnesses shemechashven by cheshbonos malinin boyas ames. That what it means is the Gemara says if you do this type of behavior in a shul, in the end it's going to be used to store mesim in it. So that's not what you want. Okay, now the question is, one in the world, what is this Tanai referring to? What are we talking about? You can make a condition that you don't want to make it with the full Kedusha. So the Gemara says, but relax. It can't be that you can't do a bazillion stuff. You can't do something which is a kalos roish that you can't do. What are we talking about? So Rashi, if you look at Rashi, al Tanai, Rashi says it means, amanas shi'ishtam shubahen. You could basically use it. And obviously for anything short of a kalos roish. That's Rashi's opinion, that you could use it for anything short of Kalos Roish. Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos says here that, no, Kolzman Shen Betalim, it means after it's no longer being used. And he's coming off of a Gemara before, because the Gemara says that a Beis HaKnesses, even Bechur Bono is still Kaddish. A Beis HaKnesses, even after... even after it's no longer being used, it's in its Bechor Banoi, still maintains its Kedusha. So since a Beis HaKnesses maintains its Kedusha even Bechor Banoi, even when it's no longer being used, so Mamela, like someone was just asking me, you go tour Europe and you see these old shuls, and it's not being used, there's not a minion in there, nothing. So, it's Bechor Banoi. So you're allowed to go in there and whatever? No, because Bechor Banoi, when it's not being used, it still maintains its Kedusha. So, however, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. You can make a Tanai, and Bavel they did, that Bechor Banoi, that once it's not longer being used, you can use it for Dvar Mishabachol, as long as it's not a Kalos Rosh. So it's, I guess it's used to host people and to do chesed and other things, which is not literally the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And it means when it's not being used anymore. It means when it's not being used anymore. I know what you mean, but it's not being used, I think is the point.
But the Knesset was actually rented. It was rented, so it's owned by a landlord.
If it's owned by someone else, then
what's going to happen with the new tenant?
If it's owned, you can't put Kedusha on someone that's not yours. We're talking about if it belongs to the tzibur.
It's a museum, they make it
okay, so Mechar Museum is not a Dover Shabbat Kalas Reish, necessarily.
It's in a sense.
The people come in to see the beauty of the shul.
There's
I don't
a show, and you have things that they do like fashion
shows. Okay, so Mechar, that's Kalas Reish.
Yeah, I think
awesome.
Now, one second, hold on. What?
I think you might
still
have to get
him
first. You shouldn't have Kalas Reish at his first.
Which one? How long does it have to be not used?
It doesn't say length. Now, remember, there is a tzad that if we're talking now that the kehila just basically, the shul is just abandoned because people left. But if the reason why it's abandoned is because it was a decision made by the city, like we learned last week, the Shiva Tuvayir with the whole membership, everyone decided to move the shul to a different location. So the congregation basically relocated. So then the Kedusha would transfer from the old shul to the new one. And therefore the old shul taka, you can't do drum shim bizoyan. You can't make it into a bathhouse, the Gemara says. But
Lamai. Do you live in the old house?
Mechar, you can live in the old house, yeah.
Can live in it? So the old cats.
I don't know about that, but I'm saying in general, if a shul, like you have a lot of cities in downtown, you know, mm-hmm. that in the downtowns they settled in the like the center of the city and then eventually moved to the suburbs. So the whole congregation moved, basically. They took the money.
What about the two or three families that are still living downtown?
Condominium.
So usually what will happen is that this congregation basically decided, Pashas goes by Roif, and the congregation and the board members, everyone decided to sell the shul, okay? So what they'll usually do is that they'll sell and they'll like maybe buy a small place for the two people or whatever to keep the name of the congregation downtown and make a second location, you know, whatever. But basically that's all okay. We're talking now that the shul was not relocated. The Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses was not placed on another Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, you just left it to shul, it was abandoned, and that's it. It was never transferred to anything, which that you have in Europe, that's what I'm saying. So downtown Miami, I don't know if that's the same thing. It could be that congregation relocated somewhere. I don't know what the case was. I'm not talking
status.
About that.
No, I just want to know.
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
If they relocated, could you do that?
So we paskin yes, we paskin according to Rashi that if the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir with the Mamei and Anshei Ha'ir sold it, then they're allowed to use it even for Drum Shabbat B'Zayin. That's
it has no kedusha,
and even the money has no kedusha. That's Rashi Shita. The Bir Halacha, I'll show you the Bir Halacha on that din. I'll show you where it says that before we get back to tonight, just so we get clarity. It's on page 26. Yeah, it's page 28, Kufnun Gimel Sif Tes. So over there, that's what you were asking. It says Kishemoichan Anshe Akfar Beis HaKnesses Yechonu Lomoicher Memka Oilam. They're allowed to sell it forever. VaLokeach Yaseh Mashi Yirtze, and the Lokeach can do whatever he wants with it. Chutz Mimerchatz Uborsiki Ubeis Tvilo Beis Akise. So it can't be used for Mamshavamshav Bezayin. Now I imagine a house which has in it a bathroom is not called the Beis HaKise. It's a house. The fact that there's a bathroom in it, I don't think it's not it's really considered a base dira. It's not this level of bizayin. But then it says v'im machru zayin tu v'yir b'maymen anshe ayir yasel akach afilu elu arba dvar. So that's what we pass like Rashi. However, the Bir Halacha here, this long Bir Halacha, when it says v'im machru zayin tu v'yir yasel akach afilu elu dal dvarim, he says that's the Das Rambam and the Rosh, and it's also Rashi. But then he brings it the Ravid, the Ran, the Ramban, and many argue with this. And therefore, he says that it's not so posh that you should do a bizarre mamish with it.
You still shouldn't do bizarre.
I mean, he doesn't encourage that. So,
you're not going to have control over that.
Correct. You have a choice if you know that I'm going to sell to one of two people. And one of them is going to use it what he was talking about. And one of them is going to be using it for something, more tame. So, Yechora, you should... Okay, obviously, eventually, it's not in your control.
Would it make a difference if it's the original form of Karn Kredesh?
In its korban, even if it's destroyed, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, so there's two categories. One is when the shul, the congregation moved, and there was a decision made, and it was sold, and the kedusha comes off completely. There's another time when it's just b'chorbanu, and there was no decision made, not to do it. It depends how you learn, you know, but... for that pashtus, it would seem like that you would have this din of b'churbanoi, it still maintains kedusha. Maybe since there was no decision made by the owners, maybe eventually someone will come back to it. You know, a lot of times these things, you know, there's a shtickle revival in the place, and then now they have a shul there, and then they use it. You know, so there was never a final decision made by anybody, or maybe like you said, there is two, three people, you know, old people still in that community, and they Rosh Hashanah, they get together a minyan or whatever. So therefore, you can never really be sure until there was a decision made not to use it, and it would maintain its kedusha. Now comes the Gemara with the Chiddush. In Bavel, all the Batei Knesiyos were made on Tanai. And the Tanai was, according to Tosfos, the other Rishonim learned differently. We'll get to the other Rishonim in a different week. The other Rishonim learning means that even while it's up, there was a Tanai, that you could use it for certain things. And that could be what we rely on to use our shuls for things that don't seem to fit with the Kedusha. But Tosfos, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, is that the Tanai is made for when it's no longer being used. And even though it should maintain its Kedusha, once it's no longer being used, there was an original Tanai that we don't want it to maintain Kedusha anymore. And now you could use it as long as you're not doing Dvar Moshe B'Zayin with it. That or Kol Shroish.
So it does have Kedusha. It's just you're allowed to do more permitted things.
You're allowed to do more permitted things.
Like
so
the middle ground.
Right. So you know, someone told me that Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin now is like a kosher hotel, and they still use the main shul for davening, and then you know they use, you know, but it's some sort of a kosher hotel or whatever. So you know, it seemingly things which are not mamish Kol Shroish. It could be that that's motor. Now, that's how Tosfos learns. Now, why dafka by Teknesias should be Bavel? Why not by Teknesias in Eretz Yisrael? So the reason is because the Teknesias in Bavel, the Kedusha anyway was not going to be permanent because we're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael one day. But the Teknesias in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha will remain forever, and therefore you can't make a Tanai on that. So Frecht, the Magen Avraham, Frecht Tois Akasha, but the next Gemara here, on Chavtes Amud Aleph, says that Asidim, Bateknesias, Shebaritis, Shebabel, the Bateknesias in Babel are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Frecht the Magen Avraham, what are you telling me that the Bateknesias, the shuls in Babel, don't have permanent Kedusha? Because when Mashiach comes, the Kedusha will come off. The Bateknesias in Babel are going to be picked up and moved to Eretz Yisrael too. So therefore, the Kedusha will remain.
There's no difference.
There's no difference. So the Magen Avraham suggests one shot that maybe only the walls of the shul come, and not the ground, and therefore if the ground of the shul stays. And the ground of the shul, you can make a tanai on it, and therefore it's b'chorbono, you can use the area of the shul. But then he says that's not true. He has a right that's not that way. And Mamela, he says a different pshat, that bechorbanoi, that the only the shuls that are currently being used when Mashiach comes will come to Eretz Yisrael.
It's got to be used.
The shuls that are not being used when Mashiach comes will not come to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore those shuls that stop being used will eventually won't have that permanent kedusha in Bavel, and therefore you can make a tanai on them. That's how the Magen Avraham was. We were in Ramakil Cutler was here. That's Ramakil Cutler was here last Sunday, a week ago. Shiva in Lakewood. So he said over that there was a magid that would go around from city to city, and he would discuss with the people, mimar the people, in whatever they needed his iris on. So Shmir Shabbos was very weak in that city. He would talk to them Shmir Shabbos, etc. So there was one place that there was a wealthy city and they didn't give any tzedakah, and not only that, he said even their shul was totally dilapidated. And it was basically, they were so cheap on how they built the shul that they didn't even build a floor. So it was a dirt floor, and they built walls around it. So he gives them Musa. So he says to them, look, when Mashiach comes, we know that we're all going to go on Kanfei Nesharim. We're going to go on eagle's wings. Now, how's that going to work? It's not eagles. So what's going to happen is, we also know that the shuls in Bavel are going to end up going to Eretz Yisrael one day. So everyone's going to go into the shul. That's how it's going to work. Everyone's going to go into the shul, and the shul is going to become like a missile and the rocket ship, and the whole shul is going to be picked up, and everyone inside the whole community is going to go into with the shul to Eretz Yisrael. Says, so your shul, you're all going to come in, everyone's going to be there, and you're all going to be ready to come, and Mashiach is going to come and pick up the shul, and the floor is going to be here, so you guys are going to stay behind. So, Yesod, that's based on the Magen Avraham, from this Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham says that the Kedusha of the floor comes with the place.
When it says the shul's in Babel, is that a euphemism for everyone?
Good question. So now the question becomes, is that automatic, or is it only if you made the Tanai? Okay, so let's look, you tell me. Let's look at the Mishabura, and you tell me, okay? The Mishabura is on page 18. Okay, so look, let's read the Mishabura together and you tell me. Kufnun Aleph Sif Yud. Okay, Michael, pay attention. Afil Acha Shecharvu, even after they're destroyed, Adai name Kedushasan, Ashur maintains its Kedusha, Keshem Shenoegim Bem Kovid, Biyeshuvan, just like you have to give it Kovid while it's being used, Kach Noegim Bechorbanam. You also have to give it Kovid when it's destroyed. Chut, Mi Kovid, Veribut, you don't have to sweep the floors, Mimalu Bem Masavim, if it starts to grow grass, you know, like weeds, Toshinoi, some you take them out, Manichin, but you keep it a little dirty, so people that pass by the shul see, oh yeah, I can't believe it. Okay, now, Imbishas Binyan Besaknesis. Okay, read this sif carefully, Yud Aleph. Imbishas Binyan Besaknesis, Hisnu Olav, they made a Tanai, Lehishtamish Mutter, Lehishtamish Bechorbanai. You're allowed to do what you want after it's not being used anymore. Avo be yeshuva lomi, not now while it's up. Tanai v'afil b'chorbanoi, not tashmish megune, like zriya and cheshbon el sharabim lomani tanai. Okay, fine. So what does he say? What's his language?
Yeah, you have to make it. It only works when you're building.
Oh, so he says clearly, the Mishnah, the Mechaber, that it only works if you made the tanai.
Right.
Yeah.
So, frek the Magen Avraham, when made the tanai, it says, it was automatic. So the Magen Avraham proves from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that it's not automatic. It was only in Bavel automatic, but the rest of every country, not Israel, every other country in Chutz La'aretz, everywhere else.
It's more.
For some reason, in Bavel, there was an understanding that that's the way it is. So it automatically was that way.
But without a
Tanai. Right. It was built with a Tanai automatically. You didn't have to verbalize the Tanai. But here the Shulchan Aruch says Beferish. That you have to make the Tanai, okay? And look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis on the outside column where it says Lamed Beis Hisnu Olav Mashma Dafka Shehisnu Beferish Avo Mistama Lo Yamrinon Al Tanai Hein Asuyais. It's not automatic. Magen Avraham Deluk Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin said not that way. So this makes a big difference. So you know if you didn't have Talmid Chacham building the shul. So if they even built it with a Tanai, so then when it gets destroyed or something happens, you got to move, whatever, it's much easier. But it's not automatically with a Tanai. Okay, so that's a big issue. And now what you said, if a Tanai works in Eretz Yisrael, that's this whole Bir Halacha, we're not getting into it. He's not sure why it shouldn't work or whatever. Fine. But that's the discussion here. Now, the question is...
They bought it pre-existing as a, like the yeshiva here. They bought it from the building, including the Beis Medrash, existed.
Good. So then you're just taking over.
It wasn't built for Chalal, but they've done renovations to it. But
whoever's selling it to the person, they're not being mafkia the Kedusha. So then it maintains its old Kedusha. Especially if
they had no Kedusha. Let's say it's built originally, let's say by a church. You took it over, you bought it, and now you took it over.
So then when you're starting the Kedusha.
That's the Asiyah?
Yeah. The point is when the Kedusha starts. He means that as opposed to in the middle of the Kedusha, once the Kedusha is Chalal. Okay, now we're gonna say over now the Magen Avraham is mechadish here, a chiddush, and the Bir Halacha is not very convinced about it, that you are allowed to use basically anything, which because Magen Avraham has a big stira. Magen Avraham says if you look at this Bir Halacha lemehani tanai in the inside the bottom of the this is very important Bir Halacha. La Halacha and in Lamdas. He says very interesting thing. It's Rashi print, but Lamahani Tanai. In the inside of the column, page 18 on the bottom. Ein b'magen Avram Shehevi, the Dafka Litanai shall call us Roish. Like Achil of Shtia, big parties, Likonis Pachamim Pneacha, Avalashar Tashmish, Mahani Tanai. So the Magen Avram says you could use it for everything except for Bezayan and call us Roish. The Kasha, the Muchach Barash, the Fil Likol Adam Isham Gamkin, Lamahani Tanai be Yeshuvai. Says I don't really think you could use it for anything, basically. The b'chol tashmish aser b'yeshuvan. So now the problem is the Magen Avraham had a kasha. The kasha was, in other words, the Magen Avraham's question is, what about while it's up? So can you make a t'nai while it's still functioning? Okay, and we'll go do more about it next week. So Magen Avraham has a kasha, and his kasha is that you find that let's say your bima. A lot of times. Most shuls, people are not careful about doing what the Kedusha of the Bima says. You know, according to the literal Kedusha of the Bima, you would not be allowed to lean on it. The Balkaire, or the person getting a lead, would not be allowed to lean on the Bima because it's made for a Sefer Torah. You can't use it. But you see, that's not minna. You're not allowed to come in and put a Sefer on the Bima. What's Sefer? It's made for a Sefer Torah. You're being moyer the Kedusha by putting a Sefer on there. Right? How you can put the Gabbai's notes? You can't do that on the Bima. So obviously, we make a tanai when you build a bima. And that tanai works even while it's still being used as a bima. So Magen Avraham proves from there that obviously you can make a tanai even while it's still around. So therefore, Magen Avraham says, why is this whole sug? You're telling me you can only make a tanai after it's destroyed. L'chari, you can make a tanai even before it's destroyed. Like just like you do by the bima and everything else. So the Magen Avraham says, you're right, because all those things that we do on the bima is not a bezayon, it's not even kalas roish, it's nothing. It's a very kadu, it's a very respectable non-holy use. That's okay. A respectable use. You're using it for Sfarim, using it for a little bit less than the Kedusha. That's okay. But anything which would be, Kalas Roish or even... something other than that, you know, a poker table, you know, you can't... That's a problem. But you're going to do with it a non-Kalas Roish Tashmash Chol. That's okay. So Bir Halacha does not like that at all. And then the Bir Halacha says an unbelievable Yisoid. And here's what he says. We really have to think about, what is this whole concept of Tanai? What's the idea of the Tanai? How does it work? So he says, if the Tanai is only for to tell me that you're not going to, that once the shul is destroyed, then you can use it for, that makes sense, because their das was only to be makdish it a certain amount of time, whatever. But if, while they're using it, how do you make a Tanai? It's like a stira. You can't like, make a Sefer Torah and say it's not a Sefer Torah, right? So Bir Halacha says like this. He says there's a big difference between a shul and a bima. There's no mitzvah to have a bima. There's no mitzvah to have a bima. You don't want a bima. You know, this shul we're not making a bima, we're gonna lay on something which is not the bima. Right? So we're laying there. There's no chiv to have a bima. So therefore, you're making a tanai by saying it's not a bima. That's the nature of the tanai. The tanai is it's not going to have a kedusha of a bima. It's like I would put it on a table. A lot of times you go to a minyan, make a makeshift bima. So there's no mitzvah to have a bima. So fine, it's not a bima. However, says the Bishop Rua, but there is a mitzvah to have a shul. It's a chiv on each community to have a shul. Ramesh also says like this. Therefore, if you try to make a Tanai that says that you could use it for non-Kadosh things, essentially, it's not just a Tanai in the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. What it's saying is it's not a Beis HaKnesses. And Ramosha says you could do such a thing. Ramosha says you could do such a thing that you dive in there. Let's say every Friday night I have a minion in my house. It doesn't become a Beis HaKnesses. So let's say every Friday night, every Shabbos morning, every Shabbos mincha, and every Sunday morning mincha ma'ariv during the week. And people dive in my house. It's my house. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. So basically he says if you want to make a Tanai that would allow you to use the shul for non-Kaddish things, what you're doing is saying is I don't want this to become a Beis HaKnesses. It says the B'alacha, of course you can't do that. Because then you're losing the whole mile of diving in a shul.
And you're not going there to stroll in this house either.
Oh, this has to stay right here. Not only that, he says, first of all, you're not making the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses.
What's the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses? I need to have a building that has the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To build up.
Let's say you have an old shul that was built as a Beis HaKnesses, and no one down there, but it has still the Kedusha because it was never sold or anything. And then you have a house that has the Kedusha. Okay.
So this
the point is to have a place that people come down.
I got the tshuva from a Moshe. Where's the papers? It's in my office.
No.
What? I think I brought them. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. That's a very good point. How do you know that? He's saying like this. There's a chiyuv on a community to have an erev. Okay. So it's kedushas erev. I mean, the point is you have a chiyuv to make a mikvah. There's certain chiyuvim that for the nature of the shul of the community, you have to service the community. So the Bi'ur Halacha brings a proof. It's like this. Look at the second line on page 19 in the Berelach. It says, "Efshar sheish atayt, basic nesses shiny. Kiv the mitzvah shi Yisrael yelem mikdash." Thank you. Mikdash me'at b'chol makom shehem k'diisa b'simchav nun. The koyfin zedze live nice basic nesses. They force each other to build a shul. Lachen gazru chazal the basic nesses hakavua lo yoyel tonight be yeshuvan. Dim kain ein shame basic nesses olav klal ela bais de alma. Now, Rav Moshe asks Avraham Eliezer's kasha on the Bi'ur Halacha. So Rav Moshe says, it's not a good raya. Because, yeah, maybe we force each other to have a communal location to pray. It doesn't have to be a shul. Yeah, Avraham Eliezer, that was your kasha?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sounds
good.
What?
Yeah, but you're also going to mention all the things that you don't get by davening in a house.
Right. No, but that's a chur. So Rav Moshe says, he ends up saying the same thing. But he says, but he proves it from a Rambam. The Rambam says, "Beis HaKnesses ikam mitzvah sheyivnu sheyeh Beis HaKnesses b'kedusha k'dinikam mikdash ma'at." And he brings a riot from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Kol makom sheyesh boyasara mi Yisrael." Anytime that there's this Igros Moshe is in Chelik Beis Simin Mendal. He says, "Anytime that there's a group of 10 people tzarach lahachin bayish sheichantu by tefila." You have to make a place of a shul. So, Frekta Moshe, what's the point of Rambam telling you that? There's 10 people, they have to daven. So, figure it out. I already told you that if there's 10 people, you have to make a minion. Now he says, by the way, there's a mitzvah on 10 people that have a minion to make a shul. Obviously, where are you going to daven? So, you need a room, you need a place to fit 10 people. So, the Rambam is, what's he adding? So, the Moshe must be that he's adding that there's a mitzvah to make something that has a kedushas beis haknesses, not just convenience of make an open room, because that would be obvious. You have to have an open room because you have to daven anyway. So, therefore, Moshe proves from the then.
Chanukah is bias with a minion to a house.
Okay.
We will bring kedusha to the house, no?
Okay, but it's not a shul, it's a house. So, he says
maybe he's adding that it has to be a designated space, not just someone's house.
So he says, let's say there's no room in someone's house. I would know that anyway. So the Rambam is telling me it has to be a mikdash ma'at, just like in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash. There was a mitzvah in every community to build a shul, not just convenience to have a place, a communal center to come together for public gatherings, and one of the public gatherings is praying. No, it's got to be a mikdash ma'at.
Makes sense if you need to get to Eretz Yisrael when the Mashiach comes.
That's for sure. Last is Shem Ha'avoida She'ika B'Zman Hazed Yatzvilah. And he says, even during the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, if you lived in Haifa, you have to build a shul, because you're not going to Beis HaMikdash every day. So the idea of the mitzvah is that every community should have a mikdash ma'at. So he says, not just a communal resource, that the place, the shul, you know, you have to have a community resource and a public community gathering place that you could use for praying when it's convenient. No, there's got to be a place with kedushas beis haknesses. So therefore, says Ramesh, just like the Bi'ur Halacha, that therefore you cannot make a t'nai that it's going to be a shul, but no kedusha. No, no. That means what you're saying is that it was never chal kedusha. Now Ramesh says, he's talking to somebody here, that their shaila was, that they had to build a shul temporarily for 1 year, and then they were going to move to their location. So they wanted to know that what should they do during that year? If they're going to make it into a shul, so then what are they going to do when the year's up? And if they don't make it into a shul, no one's going to want to buy it from them. It's going to be a whole thing. So, what?
Wouldn't the tonight be perfect?
Yeah, but he's saying, but the tonight, you don't know what the person's going to buy it for. So you got to make a real tonight.
You can't transfer Kedusha from old location to new location?
So I think because the new one was already really there already. They're just fixing it up.
It hasn't been
a shul.
Yeah, so then you're just going to make another shul now.
Old location to new location.
No, but you're not. You need a cell to do that. That's what we learned last week. There needs to be a pigeon on money and then reuse the money somewhere else. You can't just like start, you know. So, you know, yeah, there probably were other Aetis. But Moshe says here, you're right, I mean, so he says, you're right, I don't know why didn't just build a shul and then they have to sell it. Maybe because he knew that they weren't going to sell it, like your case. There were going to be a couple of people left behind. So I don't know.
So
but basically,
the
tshuva...
They have a mikdash ma'at already. They're not davening there, but that's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv isn't the davening.
It's not clear. I'll tell you the shaila. The shaila was... she said, Dalet shanim shekvar haya safik sheitztarchu lotzeis mishkun azu. It looks like it's turning into a goyish neighborhood, and therefore they didn't want to invest into building a shul. Elahisnu shubinyan, but they bought a place, and they were masna that doesn't have kedushas beis haknesses. So he says that okay. So Moshe says you could do that. You can do that. It's not automatic just because people daven there that it becomes a shul. You could do that, but what you're doing is you're saying that it's not a shul, and therefore you don't have the mila of davening in a shul. You're essentially davening in a
house.
And you're davening in a house. You don't have the mile of davening in a shul, but it doesn't have the kedusha. So therefore, when you're done, you could sell it. No problem. And in this case, it's necessary because you don't have a choice. Because you know you're going to sell it in a year from now. So therefore, that's what you can do. Now, I don't know. You're right. I mean, why can't you say, buy the kedusha, and when you got to sell, sell design to the year, and then the kedusha will go off, the money goes off. Yeah, because you have the Bi'ur Halacha and everything. You're not allowed to sell it for dvarim. Let's say you're going to want to sell it to a bathhouse. You know, you don't want to limit your selling options. And the Bi'ur Halacha is machmer, then you should be choshish for that. So maybe it's not kedai. What else is higher? It's just higher.
Yeah.
It's higher as far as kedusha selling it, but as far as what you're allowed to do in it, it could be different. We'll get to that. Kupanim. First off, they're only renting. I don't think you could make a kedusha thing from you renting. It's not yours, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not.
Renting from a Jewish
thing?
What?
I'm not sure. I didn't say anyone talking about it. So anyway, this is the chiddush of Ramosha and the Bi'ur Halacha, that if you want to make the Tanai the way it says it in Shulchan Aruch, that the Tanai says that when it's finished, when it's done, you could sell it, that's okay. But if you want to make the Tanai in a way that's going to allow you more freedom to do stuff now, you have to know, you got to be careful, because if you go too far, could be what you're ending up doing, really, is saying, I don't want it to be a shul.
So it's coming out, there's levels of tanaim that you can make.
And then we'll get involved next time. Now, I don't know when next time. A couple things we got to talk about still. One thing we didn't talk about is, when are you allowed to sell a shul? We didn't get to that yet. If you don't have another place, you're allowed to just sell a shul, and then, you know, we'll sell a place, and now we're on the market, we're looking. Are you allowed to do that, or you got to have a place in contract, you got to be ready to buy something else, or bought something else already? So we'll see that, and then we have to see more about the actual kedusha of the basic nesses, b'shas ma'isa. And when we finish all that, then we'll see how this plays out to other tashmishei kedusha, tefillin bags and tefillin and shemus and tzitzis and all these things. Okay, so next week's Rosh Hashanah, Sunday, so we're not going to have shir. Will people come if we have?
Huh?
Oh. It's long sleep. Well, we start early. It's long slichas, and I have other things I need to prepare. So. All right. So, Erev Rosh Hashanah is not going to be shir. The next week we'll have, and then probably not going to have again until after Sukkot. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll have one more shir before Sukkot.
No,
okay?
Just a question about the Kiddush of Redeemah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That note that I was made on it. You're not allowed to lean on it.